Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. This is Danzus, your goodman, and we're live because we want to stay alive. And Torah Chaim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness. Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. This is the 78th class of Soul Class. Soul being an acronym for S. 7-0, oldest to original U, universal L, laws, alluding to the seven axiomatic commandments, seven ways of universally connecting to the Creator in all nations in this generation, soulful revelations. Number one, that we should not blaspheme the Creator with the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number three, not to commit acts of premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit acts of adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous statutes across the land, in every land, whether it be North America, South America, Central America, Australia, Asia, the Middle East, Africa. If I miss a place, please forgive me. But there's a lot of land space, a lot of area mass for blessed souls on all four corners of the earth, all embedded within their spiritual DNA, a divine image which is written about in Genesis 1:27. Tonight with me I have a special co-host, and he himself has a wonderful show for those who want to think with their heart and to feel with their mind, Mordechai Sontag from the Village of Light, Oroville, California. Good evening, Mordechai. How are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Don. I'm doing pretty good. It's a beautiful evening here in California. The sun is just about to set.
Well, here in Kesicron Heights, the sun has set, but the moon is out. For those who want to bless the moon, as we have Israel, have a tradition to do so. It's a beautiful night to do it. And Mordechai, tonight's show, with 27 minutes to go, we're going to be vibing out on prophecy. Now, prophecy itself is a vibration. Is it not, Mordechai?
Oh, yes. I think prophecies, it could be a vibration from many places, you know. It could be a vibration from like, for a false prophet, it's a vibration of lie. But for a real prophet, it's a vibration from the Creator. And
that's right.
And that's you're right.
So what we want to do, Mordechai, and bless your souls, those who are tuned in, is we want to turn to Rabbi Moses Ben Maimon, otherwise known as Maimonides or Rambam. And he composed, over 800 years ago, what are known to be the 13 principles of faith. We actually go back to the beginnings of the history of the nation of Israel. But he was given the special merit over 800 years ago to collate them into 13 axiomatic principles of faith. And I'd like to share them with you, Mordechai, and anyone else who's listening. And then we're going to emphasize the sixth and seventh principle of faith. So let's go into it. Principle number one, I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed be His name, creates and directs all created beings, that He alone makes, made, and will make everything. Principle number two of the 13 principles of faith, I believe with complete faith that the Creator is one. There is no unity that is any way like His. He alone is our God. He was, He is, and He will be. Principle number three of our faith of Israel, and again, this is any one of the blessed inhabitants of the world called by Olam can adhere to. I believe with complete faith that the Most High does not have a body, that physical concepts do not apply to Him. There is nothing whatsoever that resembles Him at all. Principle number four. I believe with complete faith that the Most High is first and last. Principle number five. I believe with complete faith that it is proper to pray only to the Most High. One may not pray to anyone or anything else. Principle number six, which is one of the linchpins of tonight's show. I believe with complete faith that all words of the prophets are true. Principle number seven. I believe with complete faith that the prophecy of Moses is absolutely true. He was the father of all the prophets, or the chief prophet, before him and after him. Principle number eight, I believe with complete faith that the entire Torah that we have now is that which was given to Moses. principle number 9, I believe with complete faith that this Torah will not be changed and it will never be given another by the Most High. Principle number 10, I believe with complete faith that God, Hashem, knows all of man's deeds and thoughts. As the verse states, quote, He has molded every heart alike. He knows all their deeds. And that's written in Psalms 33:15 by the sweet singer of Israel, King David. Principle number 7 of our faith of Israel, that I believe with complete faith that the Most High rewards those who keep His commandments and punishes those who can transgress His commandments. Principle number 12, I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach, the Messiah. Even though He takes time, I eagerly await His coming every day. And the last but not least, principle number 13 of the faith of Israel is I believe with a complete faith that the dead will be brought back to life when it will be the will of the Most High. Blessed be His name and exalted be His remembrance forever and ever. Mordechai, if I were to take 13 statements with me on a desert island, I think it would be these 13 statements. What do you think about that?
This would be a great great introduction to us, how to keep some kind of hope in the future, even if you're on a deserted island, just like the Jewish people. The Jewish nation is in exile right now. The 13 principles are a great club membership entry passes. You know, when someone says that this is what I believe in, and I would use this as a great card, an entry card into the nation of Israel, even if I am not a Jew, for example. For example, if I am a Gentile, or you know how it's written in the Old Testament. But, you know, when we take these into consideration, these points, this is basically the 13 principles of being a Jew. So
I would agree for sure. But along with that, if anyone, Mordechai, were to accept these principles, I don't think they would have a trouble in accepting the 7 Noahide commandments, because the 7 Noahide commandments are imbued with all the axiomatic principles that we just stated. For instance, it would not be a contradiction to keep the 7 Noahide commandments, to have complete faith in the Most High, to believe in His unity, to understand He doesn't have a body, to believe that He is first and last,
mm-hmm.
to understand that we should only pray to the Most High, and of course, we believe the whole Torah is an expression of prophecy, so obviously the 7 Noahide commandments, which have been given a bad name by those who want to actually rebel against Hashem and rebel against the idea that Israel was given the Torah 3,023 years ago, the Torah invites everyone to become a servant of the Most High and to partner with Israel, or if you're an Israelite, to become a better Israelite, or if you're a Noahide, to become a better Noahide. I want to go to the 6th principle of faith that we talked about in a very
mm-hmm.
terse fashion. And we'll start to hopefully, in this show and hopefully in future shows, flesh out the principle to make it, to show blessed souls listening in, that this is really a smorgasbord of knowledge that people can start to access. And we can demystify the process of prophecy. Because, you know, Mordechai, a lot of people have a misconception. Prophecy is only according to the way they say, like Charles Heston experienced it as Moses, or in other Hollywood movies, which, you know, the ones I've seen growing up, or even most of them are vast distortions of what a prophet is, and they basically anglicize them, as opposed to they should. The idea of the prophets of the Old Testament, the Bible, are Hebraic Semitic peoples, or in the case of those peoples, the Noahides, or the early sons of men, they were people of Middle Eastern or Southern Europe or North African cultures. So, you know, to present a prophet of old 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago through the prisms of a Western value system, it's a pretty distorted version. So we have to go back to the Torah principles, which are really not unicultural but multicultural in the ultimate sense, because the Torah reaches out to any human soul, because every human soul came through the blueprint of Torah. So that being said, this is the beauty of the Rambam, is that he doesn't talk about Jewish people being prophets. He talked about the principles of identifying what prophecy is. Because there have been many prophets of the Noahides throughout the centuries, in the sense that the Israelites were prophets, and we'll learn, if we can hopefully get to our 50th version of this class, hopefully in the future, we'll see that there are lower levels of prophecy which resemble prophecy but are not exactly prophecy. And there have been righteous Noahides who have emulated these principles. Some to even this day, although we don't really know how to identify them yet. But when the Mashiach is revealed, the Messiah is revealed, these people will certainly join their place among the great teachers of the creation. Let's go into Mordechai. That the Rambam commenting on that sixth principle, and let's go back to that sixth principle one more time, is that I believe with complete faith all the words of the prophets are true. So, the Rambam states, Mordechai and Berachot Tov, that a person should be aware that there are human beings who have character traits that are refined to the extreme. They are high caliber people who have sought a great degree of perfection, and therefore, their souls are configured to receiving a pure type of intellectual perception. Now what happens is their human intellect, which in Hebrew is called Seichel Enoshi, merges with a type of intellect which is called Seichel HaPoel, which is basically an intellect that affects, alluding to a level of intellect which is above human intellect, but is something that is emanating out of the Most High. And a person who can configure their intellect based on personal high levels of personal refinement can configure themselves to receiving this Seichel HaPoel, the active or the intellect that makes an effect. And these types of people, Mordechai and Blessed Soul, are prophets. Now, Mordechai, if we were to describe this on a level of physics, it's basically... It's a wiring system. It's energy and mass. The mass of a human brain combined with the sensitivity to the human soul is connecting to a higher critical mass, which is basically Hashem, God, who is emanating out in energy a higher intellect. What's your take on this?
I completely agree with what you say, and if we want to go down the line of physics, then the way I try to think about prophets is a very similar take. I have a really similar take to it, what you just said. You know, as we all vibrate on a different frequency, our DNA is vibrating on a certain frequency. And as we live our lives and as we are refining ourselves, as you have mentioned it, this frequency, this vibration to the DNA is changing accordingly how we are, how we had evolved into a further or a higher perfection. I'm using the word evolved not in the Darwinian sense, of course. I'm only using it as a word which had been existed before. So when a DNA within a human being reaches a certain point of clarity or cleanliness, or it's been cleansed out, many times when you read the Torah, or for those that are Christians or non-Jews, the Old Testament and the Bible, you are basically, you see it in the Torah that there are instructions from the Creator many times towards the prophets how to eat, what to eat. For example, Ezekiel is a very interesting example for this. To be able to cleanse and elevate the vibration of the DNA, to receive a different vibration from, many people say, you know, there's an ionosphere up there and you know, above us, and it has been proven that it's up there. So these vibrations, these different vibrations basically connect into our DNA, or the person who has been chosen by a higher frequency, which is the Creator, to receive messages. And these messages has been, they are, and they always be. These are the memories of the Creator of the past, the present, and the future. You know, who are we to say that all that we live today has not had happened within the creative imagination of the infinite Creator, which had created everything around us. So as we are, as a prophet elevates himself through the instructions of the Creator, his connection, you know, it's like a cell phone connection, is like standing up on a hill right next to a cell phone tower. So, physics, you know, if you're trying to translate it into physics, I completely agree with whatever you've just said.
Now, one of the things that I did not mention, I'd like to mention, we talked about this level called Secha HaPoel, which again is this intellect, this higher level intellect, which is a little bit above human intellect, but not yet still, I mean, it's basically an emanation of divinity, of Elokus from the Most High. What it does as the human intellect interacts with it, Mordechai, is that it generates a tremendous range of abstract human thoughts. And so to speak, a smorgasbord of abstract human thoughts, according to Rambam, become accessible to the human mind, which a human mind which is well-versed in the teachings of Torah, the written and oral traditions of Israel, and also is involved in acts of kindness, and of course is a humble person, not given over to anger, is able to conquer his or her nature, because there have been female prophets, and there will be at the time of redemption as well, that they start to, it's basically there's like a supercharging of the human intellect based on one's previous knowledge to be able to, not to interpret their own way, but because they are hardwired, like you said, but they're standing by the cell tower, they can project out a lot of consciousness. So I'm just adding this whole point that when we become privy, ultimately, and the Rambam writes about it, the Balash Rebbe taught this as well, that prophecy is supposed to return to certain individuals and eventually become mass consciousness among the Israelite people, that we're going to start to interact with more and more abstract concepts, which is, the good news is, we've been doing this for the last 300 years with the renewal of the Hasidic movement, which was rooted in an ancient Hasidic movement, which King David talked about in chapter 149 in Psalms, that in chapter, let me just pull it out here for you, that King David talked about chapter 149, verse 1, praise the Most High, sing to the Most High, sing a new song, and his praises will be in the congregation of Hasidim. Now, this is an amazing thing to see that Hasidim were talked about many years ago, but today's Hasid, today's, I don't like to use pious because people misinterpret it because they think of an ivory tower, you know, self-made holy man who was kind of like set apart from the creation. The pious man of today has to be actively engaged in the creation to say, I am part of this world that the Most High has created. Because as I mentioned to you in an early conversation today, Mordechai, if the Most High created this world, I want to be part of this world, and my job is to educate the whole world that we're part of Hashem's world. Yeah, you've taken that before, even to the next step of vibing out on prophecy.
It's what a beautiful thing about David is that that he acted like in this matter he acted like a time traveler, because the Hasidic movement, as I'm understanding it more and more, with the limited amount of studies that I have. Unfortunately, I don't have too much time, and I don't have the drive that I would like to have. But like he had been a time traveler of seeing how the Hasidic movement is enjoying this creation, is in total joy of every moment of it. So like he had seen how the Hasidic congregation will immerse itself within the creation, and therefore with this immersion will praise, with the act of immersion, will the act of immersion of into joy is like a praise towards the most powerful creator of everything. Because, you know, if we are able to understand that this world has been created not only for the enjoyment and the joy of the Creator Himself, but also for the joy of us, for us human beings, then we also understand that we want to live this life as fully as possible. And as we do this, we praise. I don't know if I said this thing right or not, but this is how I see it.
Sounds good to me. With that being said, Mordechai, and anyone who's listening in, blessed souls, or hopefully a blessing one to be able to hear the archived version of this humble effort on our part, is that from a book called Sefer HaIkarim, literally the Book of the Essentials, that he brings down, the author brings down, that understanding that Torah is from heaven is an important instruction, meaning Torah is from Hashem, from the Almighty. It's like, you know, a central bank has many subsidiaries, branches. There's the central bank and its branches. So to speak, the fact that we understand and believe with complete faith as members of the children of Israel that Torah is something which comes from the Most High. So what is prophecy in essence in relation to the Torah coming from Hashem, from the Most High? It's like a subsidiary, like you have banks which are subsidiary or branches of the central bank. And the Sefer Koran brings down, now that allegory about the bank is my humble suggestion of how people could corporealize this more into their minds. But prophecy is not just to know what's going on and to get a spiritual high, to prove miracles. It can be done by the vehicle of prophecy. It's happened many times throughout history. But rather, there's a purpose in this branch, so to speak, bank branch of the central bank of the Torah of Heaven, that prophecy is to help us distinguish what we should be really doing in this world, which is desirable to the Most High and which is not desirable by the Most High. So again, prophecy, if we understand that prophecy is important, we still must have it within the context of it just being a subsidiary or a branch of the more essential part of the Torah. Importance is that Torah comes from the Most High, and prophecy is branching out of that critical mass of divine consciousness. Would you like to comment on that, Mordechai?
Yes, it's beautifully put, Don. The mass, the critical mass of the Torah, we could see and say as the highest gravitational force of human understanding and literature, if you're looking at it from that standpoint also, there has not been and will not be and there is no other book that can be written as perfectly as the Torah. Even those that let's say agnostics would acknowledge this, because any new movies, any new books, any new films you see, it's in the Torah. Romantic things, spying, there's war, there's chasing, there's everything in the Torah. And also there's no new philosophy that can come out that is not in the Torah already. Because the Creator is so perfect, He's so perfect, that He includes infinity, and His infinite understanding, since He is understanding Himself, His infinite wisdom is emanating through this critical mass, this gravity, which gravitates every human mind and every human soul that wants to do some good creation, creating of some sort of art or some sort of human thought, will gravitate these minds, and they will merit from this this critical mass, and which had they had done already before throughout life. You know, not even Nietzsche was far away from this, because he said that he said this this thing that God is dead. Now,
right.
Did he just say the word? He did say the word. So he had to merit from somewhere. He had to have a basic knowledge of Torah to be able to say this sentence. So it is. He had been marinated within the knowledge of Torah, even that he had decided to go against it. So, yeah, I have so much to talk about, but you know, you go ahead. You're the teacher.
You mentioned Nietzsche. I want to remind everyone. I don't know if everyone remembers the comedian, the late, such a pretty funny comedian, Benny Hill. I once saw a skit on a show where it was like paint on a fence, which was graffiti in those days.
Yeah.
And it says Nietzsche was here, and then he wrote under. Then the camera panned down low to that and said, "God is dead." Then there was another painting of where he said 20 years later, and what was written was, "Nietzsche is dead, sign God."
Exactly.
So that's what I have to say about Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Yes. With that being said, Mordechai, we're about 2 minutes to go. I want to wind down the show that prophecy is something that does not rest. It does not come to be dwelling within a person if they have a vexed spirit, if they're sad. The person has to be very wise, because wise, I'm not talking about IQ, we're talking about a person has to be wise in the sense of discipline. And a person has to be someone who can control his emotions. And therefore, if we meet someone who claims to be a prophet, and that person cooks up or conjures up what we consider to be vain imaginations and troubled spirited messages, at the very same time they claim to be wise, but yet their wisdom contradicts the teachings of Torah, we should know that this is an imposter. So this is one of the ways, but there are many self-proclaimed prophets in our days, what I would call charlatans, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever, religiously. So we should understand that there's a way to identify them. If they are not able to control their emotions, and if they're not disciplined to be truly wise people, are not attracted to the vanities of our times. Mordechai, we've got about 60 seconds, so I'm going to sign off, and I want to thank you very much. Hopefully we'll do another show around this time or sometime next week. I want to thank Mordechai Mosey, who is the host of Talk Infinity on Blog Talk Radio. This is Danza Sir Goodman. Wishing everyone a blessed evening. Ahav Echad, one love. Gor El Echad, one destiny. Kulanu for all of us. V'darchin Hem Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful, pleasant way. And Mordechai, we'd like to sign off to our blessed audience.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. And may you listen more of these shows. Danza Sir Goodman is a great teacher. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm a work in progress, and hope the progress will be great. Anyway, let's just remember the words of the Baal Shem Tov. Let's ask the Most High all the time that we should be fitting vessels for the indwelling of the divine presence to reveal our soul essence. Let's keep it all together and reduce the hate, and things will become great. Good night, everyone.